The bill introduced by Madison Assembly Democrat Mark Pocan and Wanakee Democratic Senator John Erpenbach would let doctors prescribe marijuana if they think it's medically necessary. Medically necessary conditions could include cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, Crohn's disease, or post-traumatic stress disorder. At a Capitol News conference, Erpenbach said once someone gets a prescription, they'd go on a state registry that would let them either grow a limited amount of their own marijuana or buy it from a state-licensed nonprofit corporation.
And what happens from that point on is basically you can use marijuana for medical purposes and medical purposes only.
The Obama administration recently decided not to prosecute users and suppliers of medical marijuana in the 14 states where it's legalized. And Governor Jim Doyle said recently he would sign a medical marijuana bill as long as it requires a doctor's prescription. The developments have longtime advocates optimistic. Gary Stork of Madison says he first used cannabis in the early 70s to treat severe glaucoma.
The days when a legislator could voice their opinion against medical marijuana and not have to substantiate it to the people who believe otherwise are past.
But the Wisconsin Medical Society's Dr. Mike Miller says the trouble with legalizing cannabis for medicine is that more people will smoke it. Miller says that introduces carcinogens and unsafe toxins into the lungs.
And though we know that people could eat the product, such as in a brownie, we know that most people will smoke it.
Miller says the medical benefits of marijuana should be studied more before lawmakers act. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.